It is the John Gibson Morning Digestion for September 20th. Thank you, the Eagles. Okay, so first of all, let me tell you that I've already made the podcast for tomorrow, Saturday, the 21st, which is a Saturday morning author interview with Kyle Mills, author of the new Vince Flynn, Mitch Rapp novel, Lethal Agent, which I've read and is really good. And it was fun talking to Kyle Mills. And so that'll be posted a little later this afternoon. You're not supposed to listen till Saturday, but I know it doesn't really matter. So be sure to look forward to that. And then next week, I've already got Steve Vogel booked for his new book called Betrayal in Berlin, which is about an actual historical event during the Cold War. It's really good. I'm reading that now, and it's just fascinating. So that'll be next Saturday morning. Meantime, today. Okay, so the perfect Trump-hating story is now in the works. I'm making air quotes here. A whistleblower has filed a, air quotes again, a whistleblowing complaint about Donald Trump with the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community. And the report from this, air quotes again, whistleblower is the Congress wants it. Adam Schiff wants it. His investigation of Donald Trump. He wants this thing. Apparently, the whistleblower says Trump made a promise to a world leader that was out of line. And the Washington Post and the New York Times today both say it involves Ukraine. But we don't know what the promise was. And we don't know who the world leader was. So this is perfect. The New York Times put 8 reporters on this story. When you count up the number of reporters who contributed to this story in the New York Times this morning, it's 8 of them. And it goes on and on and on about something they don't know. About something that is a mystery. They don't know what he promised. They don't know who he promised it to. But so it makes it perfect. You don't have some facts to actually deal with that may, you know, sort of diminish the story. And since it's a bunch of unknowns, you can blow this thing up like a balloon forever. And they just love it. Now, would it be a shocker to discover that somewhere in the intelligence community, as Trump says, the highly populated phone calls that he makes, where he knows there's all these other people listening, you know, intelligence agents and so forth, considering a former DNI clapper, considering former CIA Director Brennan, would it come as any great shock that in the intelligence community, there are people who hate Donald Trump from his orange hair to his Frito toenails? Would that be a shocker? And that somebody decided, you know, I'm just going to report him. So they're having a field day with this, and Adam Schiff is having a field day with it. I want that report. We're going to investigate Trump for whatever this was. Anyway, the Washington Post and New York Times are going hog wild on it, especially the New York Times, because they're behind. Washington Post broke this story yesterday, so the New York Times had to flood the zone. They got 8 reporters on this thing, and the story's huge. It goes on forever and ever and ever because they got 8 reporters. And it's about something they still don't know what it is at the bottom of the story. Speculation here, speculation there, speculation here, quoting this one, quoting that one. And the Washington Post reporting, I think the New York Times said too, that Rudy admits that he asked Ukraine to investigate Biden. Now, why would the Ukraine investigate Biden? Well, because Biden's son was in there making some big deal, and Biden himself allegedly, I think his quote's on the record. I, you know, it's sometimes I get confused about these things, but he asked a Ukrainian prosecutor to do something. You know, anyway. Washington Post, Iran was testing Trump when it attacked the Saudi oil fields. 17 cruise missiles. 17 cruise missiles, and it was a swarm attack. It wasn't just one. It was like huge. And they got pieces of them all over the place. They can tell it's Iran. New York Times, he's wussing out on protecting Saudi oil. Now, of course, you know, if he was protecting Saudi oil, they'd be criticizing him for that. But since he's not, he's wussing out. Okay. Climate change. It's Young People Day, out of school, huge demos, New York Times. I think, you know, they got the pictures of 100,000 kids in Australia protesting. I don't want the planet to get warmer. Today, New York school system has given students permission to cut school and go out and protest climate. San Francisco Chronicle, adults are dismissing the youth climateers. Yeah. And we had this girl, she's 17, yesterday, saying we have 18 months and then we're doomed forever. 18 months. You guys got to get on this. I don't know what they're supposed to do. 18 months. In 18 months, stop using oil. In 18 months, no plastic straws. In 18 months, clean up the oceans. Politics. Young black voters are pressuring grandma to switch from Biden. That's in the New York Times. New York Times opinion piece. Republicans play dirty. They go into all this stuff like Merrick Garland and stuff. They seem to forget Harry Reid when they're talking about Republicans play dirty. Remember Harry Reid? The word is out. Romney didn't pay taxes. Harry Reid blocking everything. And how can you forget Harry Reid when you're writing a big think piece about how Republicans play dirty? New York Post, de Blasio drops out. What took him so long? Politico, DNC set to squeeze more off the debate stage. It's, you know, it's going to come down to Biden and Warren and Bernie. And it looks like Warren. It really does. I mean, she's got the momentum. San Francisco Chronicle, California governor to make independent party illegal. Can't call yourself an independent party because there's an independent party in California, and the Democrats are upset that people who are disgusted with them and don't like Republicans want to register independent, and they're saying, well, it's not really an independent party. This is the party that supported George Wallace. So we're going to make it illegal to call yourself an independent party. Tech pressured, New York Times pressured Zuck and Bezos come to DC to speak. Zuck did. He went around meeting everybody, and I guess he testified at some committee or something. And in the New York Post, he met with Trump. There's a picture of him in the Oval Office meeting with Trump, and you know, Trump sort of towering over him and saying something, and Zuckerberg looks dazed. Is this somebody I can't fire? New York Times, Silicon Valley workers are depressed that they're not saving the world anymore. It turns out they are evil. They're getting therapy. And of course, it's online therapy. Yeah. Social justice warriors, Ben Carson is in trouble for saying something about trannies and the sky is falling. No, he said he was setting up, you know, I guess this was talking about homeless housing. And he said, well, I don't want some big hairy guy pretending to be a woman going into the women's housing units. They're all upset. Upset. New York Times, Canada is upset that Justin turns out to be a fraud. just funny. Washington Post opinion column by a African-American woman. God cancels people, so we can too. Don't you remember Adam and Eve? You know, God cancels people, so we can go around canceling people too. God, I'd like to have the cancel lightning bolt. Would I throw it in a few places? Whoosh. This is great. New York Times. We're such an evil country because we don't welcome immigrants. You know, we're just awful. But, ooh, look at this story. Black immigrants from Nigeria to Black South Africa are run out of the country in anti-immigrant violence. Guy, black man, been running a cell phone shop in South Africa for 10 years. So I had to leave or I would have been killed. Guns. Colt suspends the production of the AR-15. Well, at least for civilian use. They're going to still make it for military. But, you know, this is another one of those pressured. Then they said, hey, there's plenty of AR-15s around. That's probably true. It's not like there'll be a shortage of them. Boy, I'm sorry. Then that guy's going to call about me again, about me coughing up a hairball. I don't have a mic kill switch yet. And I've looked online. You know, I need a USB one. And it's like, that's tricky. Okay. Washington Post bitches about Melania's state dinner for the Australians. It's outside. Why isn't it inside? It's all about gold. Why is it gold? Washington Post. Some people hate airplane clappers. You know, when you land and somebody goes, hey, thank God we got here alive. Apparently, that's a very divisive issue now. Wall Street Journal. For those of you who are afraid of investing your money with creeps from Wall Street, Mitsubishi says a rogue oil trader lost $320 million. LA Times, that California boat fire, it was charging phones and cameras. That's what did it. San Francisco Chronicle, this one is hysterical. I have been to San Quentin. It is ugly. It is bad. I went up on death row with Mother Teresa, and they ain't kidding. I mean, that place is, oh. Well, so prison reform advocates have been pressing for private prisons to close, and they're getting their way, and prisoners are pissed off that they're leaving private prisons and being sent to places like San Quentin. They liked those private prisons. They were nice. San Quentin didn't. Anyway. Host at johngibson.com. That's the email address. And the bitch box address is, well, phone number 859-544-2766. Now, let's just see before we sign off here. Let's just see if there's any new bitch box phone calls because I really wanted some. Oh yeah. What do you know? Yeah. A whole bunch of them. Yeah. All right. You guys came through. So we're going to have plenty of calls today on the podcast. So just let me remind you, there will be a podcast a little bit later, sound bites, all of the, bells and whistles that you get when you pay. And $3.50 a month. Come on, sign up at johngibson.com. Follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. And when you see a tweet you like, please retweet it. And watch out this afternoon for the Saturday morning author interview with Kyle Mills, author of the new Vince Flynn Mitch Rapp novel, Lethal Agent. It's really good. The book's good, and I think the interview is good, too. You'll like it. All right. See you on the podcast later.